Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
Impetuous, my defense is impregnable.
Come again
with Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Hey, what's happening? Hey, what's up? It's not the ladies, man. It's In This League. Right here on Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Can I buy you a fifth sandwich?
I was boning a lady inside.
No big deal. What's the whole speech he does where he's like, you can get it all together and do it in the butt.
Does this not have the aroma of fine, fine diamonds?
Is this unlike the likening that unlikens the like?
I love the look. Like, he's like, is that not unlike the unlikely not? It is unlikened to.
Like,
and then
oh,
he like looks at it like, what? What did I just read?
I don't know why it's the best. You know, it's sad because our references definitely.
They're getting old.
They're not. Yeah. We're not good for the demo. We're not great for the demo anymore. We're good for the we're starting to push that plus 35. You want that, like, you want that 18 to 35. Like, we need to start making references to the yodeling Walmart kid and things like that, probably. Not the ladies' man or Spaceballs or
Can I ask you something?
Clerks. Yeah.
What is a yodeling Walmart kid?
You didn't see the yodeling Walmart kid?
I sure did not.
He's so popular. He literally is at Coachella.
Oh,
on stage.
Wow.
It's just this kid. I mean, imagine the dork, you know, like this 10-year-old kid who yodels in a Walmart, and someone filmed it, and now there are, like, you know, trap remixes, you know, like there's like trip hop remixes of it. And the kid's at Coachella.
Got more questions. Trip hop? Can you explain that for me?
You know, trip hop?
Nope.
Trip hop is like it's like the trippy hip hop, you know, slow stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess I just probably never.
Boy,
like,
you're really bad for the demo. Like,
I mean, the demo, yeah.
Demographic.
I don't know, man. I'm just a 35-year-old guy, and I don't listen to that much music. So
guess what?
I don't listen to trip hop or yodelers. So
guess
sorry,
what?
I'm out.
Zero shares of 35 right now. 34 years old.
Yep. For 2 more weeks, right?
No,
10 days.
No, 1 more week. Next Sunday, April 22nd.
Ah.
Yeah. We'll be doing a show the day before the birthday, before it's all over. It's all downhill. 35, it's a downward spiral. Why do you think? Why do you think in radio or television the demographic is 18 to 35? Because you don't mean S when you're 36 years old. Nothing. You're nothing. You're over the hill. You're done.
I think I might be over the hill already. I think I'm like a 35-year-old in a 55-year-old's body.
I feel like it sometimes, for sure. So, and by the way, for my birthday, by the way, I'm Chris Welch. That's Scott Bogman. We are In This League, inthisleague.com. You can check us out. We got a good show for you today. A whole lot of stuff to cover. We got baseball. We're going to talk actually some prospect stuff. So we're going to do something a little bit different than we've done in the last hour for most of the shows. We're actually going to play some of my show of Prospect One that just came out with an interview with Chris Blessing from Baseball HQ. Talking about some prospects, and it'll give you guys a feel for what I do at that prospect show. So that'll be the final hour, so you can check that out. Little teaser there. And plenty of baseball to cover. Football on the docket here, because there are a couple main topics we need to hit to start off. But when we are done with this, I will be going into this weekend. I'm going into a cavern. It's called a Karchner Cavern. It's like an hour and a half cave tour.
So anyone who wants to meet the Welsh,
yeah,
just
exactly.
Hang around Karchner Cavern.
Come on down. It's like we're probably, you know, we're like right near the border. It's somewhere around there, you know. So I expect plenty of issues. It'll be plenty south of Arizona. So if you want to come down, for sure, you can come join us in a cave. But have you ever watched?
That's south of Tucson, right?
I think so.
Is it closer to Nogales or is it closer to Tucson?
No idea.
I think it is at least closer to Tucson.
We're starting at the Karchner Caverns. We're going to do this like big cave tour. And have you ever seen The Descent?
I know I've heard of it. I can't remember if I've seen it.
Definitely what I start to think whenever, because I went into one of these caves in Colorado Springs a couple years ago. And when you're in there, they kind of hype up a little bit. They're like, hey, take a picture. You might get some like ghostly form. And I like got one time and I was like, oh, crap. And then like you're down there and they like to really like hit home that whole like, hey, you know, we're down in, you know, underground where if you turn off your light, it's pure darkness and it never changes. And like, I'm a little bit sketchy about it. I'm a little bit sketchy. Then
you're saying you're afraid of the dark?
No, I'm not saying I'm afraid of the dark. I'm just saying there better not be any tight spaces. I'm a tall, large person, so tight spaces don't work. We're then going to Tombstone, where we're going to go to the OK Corral. I'm very excited about that. Hopefully drink some whiskey in a very stereotypical bar that's made of wood.
Right.
Wood panels. And then that night, we're doing a paranormal tour.
I did a bar made of wood.
Well, like,
I don't know why that sounds so low rent, you dummy.
You know what I mean? Like not like a...
just say old-timey bar or an old saloon, but you said bar made of wood.
It's like
what did you
panels.
Get on the Wonderlic again?
Oh, I got
smarter than Eddie Lacy, right?
I mean, Eddie Lacy.
God,
I was pretty good.
Get your China food and stay out of the saloon.
So I don't know what tour I'm doing. Is like, maybe this is it? Tombstone Ghost Hunters? Is that it? It's one of those things that I'm doing. I don't even know what we've paid for, but it's like a 2-hour at night ghost hunting in Tombstone, where, you know, Doc Holliday and who the hell else? Why did I say I want to Billy? It's not Billy the Kid.
Wyatt Earp.
There you go. Wyatt Earp. Doc Holliday, right?
Yeah, Doc Holliday.
Val Kilmer.
Of course.
Yeah, Doc Holliday really went down.
I'm your Huckleberry. Yeah. Right.
And so I don't know what to expect. What would you expect from a paranormal tour in a ghost town?
I think I would rather light my money on fire. I think it's going to be.
I think I already did.
I think it's going to be 2 hours of, you know, those ghost hunter shows.
It's got to be more entertaining
like,
than that.
They're like, oh, I think I heard a, whoo,
wait a minute. Whoo, whoo. I just felt something. Oh, it's a wind. It's a wind. Whoo, whoo. There's a light.
Oh, I think it's going to be 2 hours of that. Or it's going to be like a guy walks you to a place and it's going to be like, yes, here is the where we laid to rest Doc Holliday and all the other people in the gang and blah, 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 blah.
I mean,
and then you just stand there for 10 minutes. Yeah, take some pictures. Maybe you'll see a weird form in the background.
I'm kind of thinking it might be like that.
He also definitely has that old timey voice.
Anyone want a sarsaparilla when we're done here? Like, I think we're going to go through, like, the Birdcage Theater. I think that's haunted. I think we're going to go through that.
Oh, is Robin Williams going to be there?
I mean, maybe. It is a ghost tour, so it's possible.
I was thinking the Birdcage with Robin Williams.
I know.
And then we had the haunted in there, so the joke writes itself.
It did. It totally wrote itself. So I guess if you want to follow me on Twitter, @isitthewelsh, I will try. I don't know what type of service you get down there. I'm going to try to share.
It's going to be the spirit of the Welsh after this weekend.
It might be. Yeah, it might be. I mean, hey, I'm going to open that Venmo up @thewelsh if you want to send me some good thoughts here. I might have to pay off these ghosts. I might have to get really drunk is what I'm saying. Like, I might have
you
to
might
get really
need,
drunk.
Like South Park, you guys do a seance. How much money is a seance? Well, how much money do you have? $1,200. That's so weird. That's exactly how much a seance costs. $1,200.
What a birthday, huh? Right? Paranormal ghost tour and cave dwelling. That's what
right.
I'm doing.
Yeah, well, if I had any money, I'd take you to the strip club, but I don't have any money.
Man, so. I wish you had money. Okay, change the Venmo to Bogman's Venmo. Send him the money.
Bogman.
Yeah, I don't know if there's going to be a good strip club in Tombstone.
Then it can be my my gift to you. So we'll share it.
Okay, that'd be good. Should I get a cowboy hat? I feel like I need a cowboy hat. Right?
No, you should not get
I don't think I have the head for a cowboy hat.
I think there is anyone who would look more awkward in a cowboy hat than you.
I'll tell you, it is actually really depressing that like I see all these hats, because I'm kind of a hat. I want to be a hat person. But then I put them on and I'm like, this doesn't work.
Well, I
my
think
head.
Pretty soon you're going to have no choice but to be a hat person, right?
Oh, you are a son of a bitch. You're the worst type
well,
of a son
Well, you're
of
over
bitch.
Here talking about how much younger you are than me, Mr. Four months younger than me. Give me a break.
You are a son of a bitch. That's a hairline. I don't have a bad hairline, but it's definitely thinning. It's funny. We got to talk sports here. But I had this moment.
Now let's keep talking moon roofs. How much sunblock you got to put in that thing?
Probably not enough. Not yet. But I had this moment where, because I'm doing all this workout and I'm trying to lose weight. And I saw myself in the mirror and I was like, I'm going to lose this weight and my hair is going while I'm losing the weight. So once I lose the weight I want to, I'll probably be bald. And
what about
like,
Bosley?
I can't have everything. What about what?
Do some Bosley, the hair for men or whatever, that stuff. I see those commercials because I'm somewhat of an insomniac. I got much better, but now it's been pretty bad again. I've been not sleeping until really late. But, what about that kind of stuff? Why can't you hit up that? Don't do plugs. They look like doll hair.
But, I think you have to have like the trans, like, no, but you have to have like, well, that's old plugs. Like, plugs are better. Like, here's what I need. I need to get a hold of Mike Cardano on this network. We need to get a sponsor for like transplant hair stuff. I don't need anything serious. I will do live reads for them. That's what I'll do. We need this sponsored. This is a problem. Maybe
some donation of some good hair, hit me up.
I didn't think about this. Maybe not good when you have thinning hair to go through a paranormal ghost tour. I might lose some of this.
It's coming out anyway, so what difference does it make? You're fine.
You suck. All right, well, speaking of Cowboys, because maybe I will get a cowboy hat. I don't know. It's early. We'll see what happens, you know?
Cowboys are going to sign you with their $8.5 million in free cap space they have now.
A lot of cap space. Jerry Jones and Dez Bryant met. It was a quick meeting. Dez Bryant no longer a Dallas Cowboy. Jerry Jones, well, he's still Jerry Jones. You know, Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Like this.
There. Did you have any luck, Mr. Jones? I'm afraid, Commissioner, that the Special Ed Science Fair failed to produce more viable water bears. Then the NFL truly has no hope. We're done for.
What hope does the NFL have when Dez Bryant can't be a Cowboy?
I just don't understand why they waited this long to make this move.
It's a bad play. It actually looks really bad, too. And Dez Bryant,
it's stupid.
So the quick one, because we're going to want to talk about this kind of more in depth. But obviously, it was all leading up to this. $16 million, $16.5 million was the total cap part. Or that was the total salary with a cap of about 12.5. They waited all this time. They went and signed Allen Hurns. Didn't Allen Hurns sign? Brought him in. You get that all set. And then they wait till before the draft. They meet for minutes, cut his ass. He's done. They walked in. It was short-lived as it was being reported. There was a rumor that Dez Bryant, when he left, says, I'm going to see you guys twice a year, which obviously leads to some NFC East conversation. And Dez took to Twitter to say, hey, Cowboys, this wasn't my fault. And he also said, which I thought was one of the more telling things of the whole bit of it, was that he would have taken a pay cut, but it was never on the table. They literally had the meeting to cut his ass. And he is, I mean, I don't want to have the conversation of Michael Irvin versus Dez Bryant, because I think that's inherently Michael Irvin always. But yeah. Dez Bryant is as iconic, I think, in the same realm of overall Dallas Cowboy fans. The crybabies are the biggest crybabies we've ever seen right now, because they're losing one of their beloved players.
Right. Our buddy Will was on our group. What was he playing? Don't Speak,
dude,
on his ride into work.
This is perfect. Will did an Instagram video. Our guy Will,
that's
in
right,
black and white, and it's just of him like going, shaking his head. And I was like, Will, nobody needs this. Like, nobody needs this at all. Only the crybaby cowboy fans need this. But it's
so
a big
upset.
Deal. It's a big
yeah,
deal.
It is, but. I don't think, look, Dez is really good. I think, is he the franchise leader in touchdowns? Something like, or not, obviously not. Emmett is. I mean, for wideouts, I think he is. But, he had an incredible run with the Cowboys. But I don't think you can put him up there even close to Michael Irvin, because they didn't win anything with Dez and Romo.
Like, here's some stats I got for you.
There'll be some nice footnotes, but... they're not really that much. So
Dez Bryant is the leader in receiving touchdowns on the Cowboys with 73. The next closest is Bob Hayes.
Oh, Bullet Bob Hayes.
Yeah,
okay.
With 71. Then Michael Irvin with 65. Jason Witten with 68. Where do you think Dez Bryant comes in as far as yards go for the Cowboys all time.
Way, way up there. I mean, because he did play in the area of the era of passing the ball more. So he's probably second or third.
Fifth.
Can really?
You guys, give me the names.
I don't know if Irvin's ahead of him. Irvin, Witten.
Yeah, Witten is one. Irvin is two.
Probably Hayes.
Nope, Bob Hayes is six.
I don't know. Who are the other ones?
Drew,
who are they?
Drew Pearson is
fourth. Drew Pearson, right.
From 1983. And Tony Hill from is third, 1986. But it's actually amazing to look at this. Like, how bad were the Cowboys for so long? Miles Austin is eighth on that list all time.
Miles Austin had some good years with Dallas, man.
Terrell Owens is 10th all time. This is the wildest one I've ever... I would have never guessed this in my life. Jay Novacek is 11th.
Jay, is he really?
I would have thought Jay Novacek would have been, like, fourth on this list.
No, no.
Terry Glenn was 16th.
Terry Glenn was pretty... Remember when Bill Parcells called Terry Glenn she?
Yeah, I do. I loved Terry Glenn. Rest in peace, Terry Glenn, by the way.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. Tombstone. That's depressing. Tombstone. But you know what's funny was I was looking at I was doing my research for the war room in this war room on InThisLeague.com where I talk about the NFL draft prospects. And I was looking for the teams that have visited the wide receivers. And I'm hitting these wide receivers and –
The what?
This was
the teams that have visited the wide receivers? What does that
the
mean?
The teams that like the teams that the have visited with the wide receivers. So like
of in the draft. You
know, yeah, well, making a list of them. Right, right. Listing them out. Like Cortland Sutton has visited with XYZ, you know?
Yeah.
And the Cowboys had hit basically everybody. So I was at that point I was like, man,
they're all
this
in.
Is getting cut.
They're all in. I mean, that would have been a great insight prior. So we're going to talk more Dez Bryant coming here. There's a couple other NFL stories. It's kind of the NFL hour we're going with. But the big question now, outside of just what the Cowboys are doing, is where does Dez go? And we're going to talk about that on the other side. What are the potential landing spots and what is good? So don't go anywhere. This is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll be back.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
In This League.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
In This League.
If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
In This League.
It's gonna be me. I'm gonna be out there getting Slimer. I'm gonna catch him. I'm gonna catch me a ghost. I ain't afraid of no ghost. I mean, I am actually terrified of that stuff. Like, I am a
yeah,
big
maybe,
child
maybe
about
not
it.
Say that.
I'm a big child about it. Never been a better reason to follow us in our ITL Army, patreon.com/ITL Army. You can support In This League because I will be sharing stuff going on there. Definitely, there might be a Twitter thing or two. Check out my Instagram. They're both at IsItTheWelsh. But if you are excited, we will be having a secret show recording because we do these comedy shows just for our insiders over at the ITL Army. And probably one of the main topics will be this trip that I'm on, if anything crazy happens. So you might want to check that out as I am out ghost hunting. And
I hope you get slime.
Dwelling in caves. I mean, I don't want to
get story ever.
I don't want to get slime. That'd be gross. And just anything. I mean, you know. There's a lot of jokes there that I'm trying to avoid right now.
You know, every time a horrible thing happens to me now, I do have that. At least I get to talk about this in the secret show.
It's content. Yeah, exactly. Anything that happens in our life, it just becomes content. Like, I was the other day, I was on the phone with my wife in traffic. I was hating every minute of it. And it's like three lanes of traffic. And you know how there's like that, like you're in between kind of a turn area where someone just needs to turn into a street. So everyone kind of stops in between. And you have like a car length. And then the guy who's always going left is usually, he's usually an a-hole and he's really aggressive. So he just kind of starts pulling out and doesn't even give people the option if they want to give that space. So this guy does this And then the my lane and the lane next to me, they stop. And so this guy's like, well, I'm going to go. And then he just starts going the far right lane. That guy wasn't paying attention. And wham, just slam into each other so hardcore. And I looked and everyone is okay. And I was like, you idiots, I'm going to talk about you on all my shows now because you're so dumb. Both of you are so dumb. So yeah, exactly. Anything horrible happens at content. Yeah, so I mean, if there's a possession, at least it'll be content for us.
What about, speaking of, I want to know what possessed Dez Bryant to say what he said on the way out. He's going to play the Cowboys twice a year. Which of these NFC East teams is going to sign him? I mean, it's not going to be the Giants,
well,
right?
Well, see, that was my first one. I actually, my immediate reaction when I heard him say that was the Giants. Because
but
I think
they got Odell, they've got Marshall, they've got Shepard, and they've got Evan Ingram.
I think Marshall's been a cut candidate for a while, and Odell is a whole nother conversation. It's a lot of personality, but I think you would have a guy like Dez Bryant who might be motivated. Go cut Brandon Marshall, bring in Dez Bryant to be beside Odell Beckham. Maybe that gets him a little bit excited to make sure he's out there playing. Who knows? And to play with Eli Manning, that made a lot of sense to me, plus a limelight situation.
I would have to put that one as three.
I mean, and I think a lot of people were. It was just, it's what came to my immediate mind. The one that came to everybody else was the Washington Redskins. That was the first one that I saw. But that
one, you know,
one
why that
makes no
the
sense?
Most sense
no,
to
doesn't.
Me?
It doesn't make any sense.
You know why it makes the most sense to me? Because when I was, the last time I was playing NCAA football and I was bringing the draft classes from NCAA to...
God, that was so fun at that video game when you could...
to Madden, Dez Bryant wound up on the Redskins.
Oh, so that's why it makes sense.
It makes so much sense to see number 88 on the Redskins.
I mean, you've cracked the code, the Da Vinci
code.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, the
but
code.
Also, you know, they don't really have a true number one. They have Doxson, Crowder, and Richardson. The Eagles at least have Alshon. The Giants have two number ones and a good tight end and a great third wide receiver, too. So
It doesn't make any sense why they would do that, though. They just signed Paul Richardson to a contract. They've got Crowder, who Who's the other... idiot, Doxson. I don't think it makes any sense for them to go put that money there. Plus, you've
got
Jordan
Reed. Well, I think it makes sense just for the fact that they don't have a one, because you wouldn't say Doxson is the number one wideout here, would you? I mean,
no, I would say that Crowder is, and Richardson is number two, and Doxson is number three. And then you also have Jordan Reed, and then you have Chris Thompson. I just don't think.
Do you have Jordan Reed, though? I mean, for how many games?
You got for eight games.
Come on. I don't know. So that leaves us. You don't like that one. I don't like the Giants. So we can cancel those out. Is Philly the team?
Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Well, they just signed Mike Wallace. So this is kind of the same argument. They just got Mike Wallace. They have Nelson Aguilar, took a big step up in the second half of last year, and they have Alshon still. So,
I mean, Alshon, that's definitely a big one.
Alshon is questionable because he had the rotator cuff surgery.
I think Dez Bryant makes the most sense. You're talking Super Bowl stuff, a winning team. Dez is going to want to go in and whoop some Cowboy ass. That's what he's going to want to do. So Philly makes the most sense if he goes there. But initial stuff out there is that the NFC East teams are not really interested. So what has popped up are a couple other teams. First off, people were maybe obviously in a joking, jesting manner, but I think there is probably some reality to at least the conversation. So people were talking about the Rams, and I was like, well, come on, man. I mean, that would be wild. That's not going to be twice. You got the Patriots. That's another one. And then my 49ers. So those were all that I had seen. What do you think? And what is a good place for Dez Bryant to go? Because I don't know if it's New England.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure about New England. I don't know how much cap space they have, but, you know, we've also kind of heard that Dez might be playing on a prove it deal, you know, a 1 year kind of option. I think Carolina, even though I've already heard that they're not very
interested,
one,
yeah,
would make sense. Buffalo, Matt Modica had a pretty good, FNTSY guy. He had a pretty good tweet. It said, the Bills would have the best two tight end set in the league with Kelvin Benjamin and Dez Bryant if they got Dez Bryant.
Yeah, but why in Christ would Dez Bryant go to Buffalo?
Well,
who goes
I mean,
to Buffalo?
Yeah, that's true. How about the Cardinals? It's Larry on one side. They got basically nobody on the other side. So yeah. The Cardinals would make sense.
Yeah, I think the Cardinals would make sense. I think the 49ers Ravens, would make a lot of sense.
I like the 49ers. I think that's a good one, too.
They've got a lot of cap space. They could make that happen, but I just don't. I mean, they have proven that they're just not in the wide receiver market so far, so I don't see why they would jump into this one.
Oakland. Oakland could use somebody
John
next
Gruden
to Amari
loves
Cooper.
Players from 2013, so sure. Jordy Nelson, Dez Bryant, Jesus. Marshawn Lynch, that's ridiculous.
Colts.
I think you're getting in the fringe now. I think you're getting, like, I think this is a three-horse race. It, like, yeah, we could go and pinpoint all the teams that are out there and be like, maybe they could do it.
Well,
I
isn't that what you just asked me for, you
no,
jerk?
No, I'm thinking.
Who else?
Logical ones. Who are the logical teams?
You don't think the Colts are logical?
No, I don't. Not at all.
Why? Because Brian Grant's so awesome?
Because they don't have a quarterback.
Andrew Luck is going to be fine. Give me a point.
There's 0 point. I will bet whatever you want to bet that the Dez Bryant does not become an Indianapolis Colt.
Well, okay, sure, fine. You can bet that, but
he's going to
want
to go somewhere that has a proven quarterback that can get him
Andrew
the ball.
Andrew Luck's a proven quarterback.
No, he's not, because he's not on the field. He's not proven to be on the field, ever. He hasn't thrown. He's throwing tiny balls. He's out there throwing tiny balls.
He missed one season. He got his ass kicked for a bunch of seasons in a row, and he missed a season.
No, I think Carolina makes sense. I think the 49ers make sense. I think the Patriots make a lot of sense. And I think the Eagles
Oakland
are...
Oakland didn't make sense just now when
no,
I said Oakland?
I just don't think... No, they just... How many 37-year-olds are they going to sign? No, they've got Amari Cooper and Jordy Nelson. I don't know. Dez Bryant is not going to go there.
All right.
The 49ers do not have a proven number one. I would say Carolina does not have a proven number one. The Patriots have proven number one, but they're the anomaly to the whole story. And the Eagles would qualify for what Dez Bryant wants to go against the Cowboys. So I would say, to me, those are the four. I'm not going to throw in teams like the Jags and the Colts and anybody else that has.
I don't see why the Jags wouldn't be a good landing spot for him. I mean,
why would you go to Jacksonville?
What's that?
Why would you go to Jacksonville? People don't sign
to win a ring
with Blake Bortles.
Dude, they were 8 minutes away from going to the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah. Did they get a ring for that? The almost eight-minute Super Bowl win?
That'd be much closer than the Cowboys ever got, wouldn't it be?
I know, but that's why you're going to want to go to a place that has got a proven offense that is a title contender, which, if you break it down, that could take the 49ers out of it, because they're a popular sleeper pick. Then you come back to the Patriots. Don't know if he wants to mess with all that, but obviously that would be a ring chaser. The Eagles are one that I think he would bend a lot of rules of his own personal rules to go play for. And then you've got a team like Carolina. Carolina is a lot of connecting the dots. Cam Newton, I feel like Cam Newton and Dez Bryant were born to play together.
I mean, it's not a bad thought, but I think Carolina has already said that they're not interested. That's why I'm not really buying into that one just yet.
Let me change the question.
It makes a lot of sense, but so I mean, like, bottom line, where do you think he's going? Pick a team.
Well, I wanted to ask you, because I want to change the question to say, regardless of that, because I don't think it, like, even matters unless people really value our opinion on where we think he's going. I think that's secondary to the point of, like, what's the best for him?
The best for him fantasy-wise or the best for him personally?
Oh, who cares about him personally? Yeah, fantasy. Who cares about him personally?
I think New England would be the best for him fantasy-wise.
For fantasy? Okay, how?
Because they don't have Cooks anymore. They need a number one. Who's the number one in New England right now?
Julian Edelman.
Okay, how many games is sexy Julian Edelman going to play?
I don't know, man.
Like, 7, 8?
But they got Gronk.
Dude,
they've got
Chris
Hogan
and Kenny Britt.
Yeah, but
give me an effing break, dude.
I get that, but guess what, dude? Is all they do is pass the ball around. They don't have a proven number one.
Yeah, it's real bad for a wide receiver, right? When all they do is pass the ball around?
To different people. How good was Brandon Cooks last year?
Brandon Cooks was fine. He was pretty good.
He was okay.
He's better than Dez Bryant.
He was okay. So Dez Bryant's going to go to another situation where he's like, he's okay.
Oh, okay. I guess he should go to Philly, where he's behind Alshon Jeffrey and Zach Ertz.
I'm not saying, like, that's why I'm asking. I don't know. Oh, that's fine. You think that his best fantasy situation is in New England?
I think in New England it is. Yeah.
I would probably say, I mean, it's got to be a pass-heavy offense. I mean, I don't know. Maybe the stupid 49ers, because they don't have a proven number one. And they don't have a running back right now.
That wouldn't be – I would probably pick that as number two.
I'd say Carolina, San Francisco, for me, is the best from a fantasy perspective for Dez Bryant.
Well, I think Carolina's number one wide receiver is, you know, I mean, it's Christian McCaffrey. He's going to catch more balls than anybody else. And they still have Greg Olsen. So they're not like – they're not as desperate as they seem for a wide receiver. But I just think New England, you know – Brady can throw the ball 50 times a game at any point. And, you know
what a negative with the Niners would be, by the way, is that Rams defense.
They had them twice a year.
Tlaib, Peters. I mean, Dez Bryant's already has issues with separation here, so that might be a problem. But I think a bigger piece of conversation throughout the rest of the year is going to be how overvalued is Dez Bryant's like perceived value going to be at this point? Because I think he might be a shell of himself. You know, we did a mock draft.
Or do you think he's going to be undervalued? Because I think a lot of people are going to jump on that bandwagon of, Dez is overrated. He's old. He's going to a team where he's got to be the number two or number three option.
That's a great point.
I don't know. And he really wants to prove himself.
Well, I mean,
especially, I tell you what, if he signs a 1 year contract, I'm going to be all steamed up.
Okay, because remember,
all steamed up about Dez Bryant.
We'll be breaking down our ITL mock draft, very, very early mock draft that we just finished, probably next week. It'll probably be posted at the In This League Fantasy Football podcast next week or the week after, something like that. And Bogdan and I will both be doing that. And in that mock draft, I took Dez Bryant in the fifth round as my fourth wide receiver. We had three wide receivers and a flex. I took him in the fifth round in my flex as the fourth wide receiver. And either A, that could be a value, and because I think with what you're saying, if people are like, oh, he's done, blah, 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 that's where I got him. I got him at that value you'll get him at. So either it's a good thing or he is really done. Like, this is a Brandon Marshall this year type of thing.
How about the Jets?
Oh, I mean, oh, God. Who is their quarterback? Who is the Jets quarterback?
It's Josh McCown.
Bryce Petty?
Right now. It's Josh McCann. No, it's not Bryce Petty. Come on.
You know who the quarterback is.
I would rather have Christian Hackenberg.
Oh, hey, I got one. How about this one? Check this out. We could throw this out here. This ties in perfectly. How about the Seahawks? Because the Seahawks just this story is fascinating to me. I mean, first off, Dez Bryant, Seahawks. I mean, Doug Baldwin, Dez Bryant.
Yeah, no.
A little bit worse, Russell Wilson.
Unless he wants to move to tight end, for real.
Yeah, maybe. They didn't get Jimmy Graham. Another fascinating story that went down was this one with Colin Kaepernick and the Seahawks, where the Seahawks had scheduled for Colin Kaepernick to come in. They were open to it. It would be hilarious, too, because of, you know, seasons back, the comps of Russell Wilson versus Colin Kaepernick. Remember, Ron Jaworski famously had said, you know, Colin Kaepernick over Russell Wilson, and Kaepernick obviously has just fallen.
If people haven't figured out that Jaws has no clue what he's talking about yet, I just don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, well, tell ESPN. But that would have been funny, and they were kind of going down that route. And I think, you know, we were talking about this on our show, The Full 60, which myself, Bogman, and Joe Pizzapia host for Fantrax. Great place to go play fantasy football, by the way. You Dynasty guys. We have a full-time show there. It's once a week, potentially going to more soon. And we were kind of talking about, and I had brought up this idea where it's like, I get weirded out when teams bring in completely different quarterbacks that are not even of the same skill set. And I think I don't remember what the exact thing was. It was some type of conversation of like Josh Allen going somewhere where they had a mobile, or like a super, super mobile quarterback, or vice versa. But having Kaepernick and Russell Wilson together, I mean, they're similar type of guys, so that would have made a lot of sense. But the thing was canceled because Colin Kaepernick decides that he will not stop kneeling. And I guess both parties said different things. Or the Seahawks said, Well, we wanted just the whole story. What's going on? What's it all about? What are his plans? And Kaepernick's group said all they asked was, do you plan to kneel still? And he said yes, and the Seahawks canceled his thing. And the guy's never getting a job in the NFL again. I can't believe the kneeling thing is keeping him away. Michael Vick got a job, and he murdered dogs. Hung them and
drowned them in buckets.
Electrocuted, murdered dogs, went to jail, and he came back, got a job, and was heralded by the NFL.
And didn't the Seahawks just do the arm link thing and Michael Bennett and all that stuff? Do you think that they're just trying to get rid of the distractions? Maybe that's it with the Seahawks. Like, I'm not trying to play I'm not trying to give excuses for the Seahawks.
Yeah, what do you got,
that's
Bob
asinine.
McNair. Yeah, tell me, Bob McNair.
that's asinine. I just think that maybe this is a, you know, the Seahawks are like, look, we want to get back to business. We don't want any distractions. We don't want to bring anything.
Like the Richard Sherman stuff.
Yeah, that gives us attention that isn't that isn't just about our football team. Bennett's gone, Sherman's gone. You know, all we have left from that stuff is Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor, really, as far as the defense goes. You know,
well, yeah.
So I mean, maybe that's what they're looking at. We don't want distractions.
I think you're right, but I don't think it's about that whole picture. What I think it is we don't want that distraction. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. Colin Kaepernick kneeling is not like Michael Bennett shoving over a crippled woman or other players doing horrible things. You know, like,
I hope Russell Wilson was the one that said he didn't want Colin Kaepernick.
I mean, that would just be the best story.
Wouldn't that
ever.
Be amazing?
That would be. Well, hey, we'll talk about more of this on the other side of the break. Plus, some interesting quarterback stuff from the NFL draft. So don't go anywhere. That's Scott Bogman. I'm Chris Welsh. This is In This League, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Welcome back. It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dominate DraftKings and FanDuel. Major League Baseball contest this summer with Daily Roto's MLB projections and optimizer. Go to dailyroto.com/premium. Save 10% with the promo code FNTSY to use all the same tools and projections that have produced 4 millionaire winners and millions more in total winnings than that. So head over to dailyroto.com/premium, save 10% with the promo code FNTSY, and see the results for yourself. What the hell are you laughing about?
This report just came out during the break. Report: Redskins, Giants, Eagles not interested in signing Dez Bryant.
Yeah, I told you, no one was really interested in it. So we were talking about Dez Bryant, we're talking about Colin Kaepernick, and I want to talk about a specific NFL draft quarterback, as a lot of draft coverage is going to go on. But I want to ask you one thing. Hone it all in here. Maybe I should have saved it for the next hour. You know what? I'm going to save it for the next hour. A little tease. It's going to be about the trip, because I'm going on a paranormal ghost tour, and I'm going into a cave for like 2 hours. So I'm cave diving, and I'm going
paranormal.
And I'm going to
throw a stick of dynamite in it, and that's going to be it.
Why, you rascally rabbit?
Rascally wabbit, yeah. I believe is whatever what you mean.
Sorry, I didn't get my Yosemite. Again, we are really hitting that 15 to 30 or 18 to 35 demo with our references. We're doing
you
great.
Can't watch, you can't show kids any of those old cartoons that we watch. Remember, oh, you used to God. stick a dynamite in each other's, Tom, dude, and Jerry.
I was watching.
You hit each other with frying pans.
I
stick
swear
dynamite in each,
I
other's
mean,
mouths.
I got like almost six year old, and I watched Tom and Jerry like a year and a half ago. And I turned it on. I was like, what the hell are they doing? They're like chopping each other into pieces, and they're like blowing each other up, and they're like throwing old ladies downstairs. And like, they're trying to beat this bird. And I'm just like,
they all have gigantic knives. You remember how they pull out a knife and then they'd have it all shiny and everything?
Yeah, it's like gleaming, and they're like, oh, this is fun. I know. How do we become not serial killers? But that's a tease. I got a question to ask on this vacation, this birthday vacation that I'm taking, and I want to poll the audience to see what they have to say. But we'll do that in the next hour. But we were talking about Colin Kaepernick and just the hilarity of the Seahawks. I just can't get over, especially the Seahawks, because this isn't the only thing. I cannot believe the stance the NFL has taken is about kneeling. It's not about spousal
abuse. Do you think
abuse.
This is it's, a FU you've done, you've brought us down? Because a lot of people think that the bad TV numbers and the lack of attendance at some teams and all that stuff is because of the kneeling.
No, I mean, I don't think so. I mean, I think there's... Yeah, there might be, I mean, I'm just brutally honest, there might be a far-right contingency that are like, well, I'm not going to support the NFL if they're not doing that. Whatever.
Well,
I don't have to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, also Kaepernick is suing the NFL, so that's probably a
right.
portion
well,
of it.
Well, I mean, that's part of it. And I don't mean the people that take that stance are idiots. I just think that what difference does it make? You're watching the NFL. You know, the NFL is made up of all kinds of different people, so
you have all kinds
of different stances. So.
But to my point like also is I can't believe this is the stance the NFL is taking, not over abusing spouses, not over concussions, not over mental health and drug abuse. Look at Alden Smith, what's going on. No, the NFL is taking
the
stance. Yeah,
but this gets more
coverage.
Hold on.
But the NFL is taking the stance to say, those things are going on, but all the wheels will keep moving. We're going to keep giving all these guys these chances. But the guy that kneels, no. Eric Reed can't get a job right now. Eric Reed of the 49ers, who is kneeling, is having a hard time getting a job. I think there's something about the Bengals. I still haven't seen it finalized. These guys with talent aren't getting it because the NFL has colluded together. The owners have colluded together to say, well, we don't want to deal with this kneeling issue, when I can't believe that's the thing that they've decided to stand the pedestal on.
I don't know that the owners colluded. I just think they all kind of agree, like, this is a major distraction. This gets more coverage than a lot of the domestic violence stuff, unless it's being fought like the Zeke stuff from last season. So... I just think that this is a gigantic distraction, and it's something that the teams don't want to have. And I'm not saying that kneeling is right or wrong. I do whatever you're going to do. That's not up to me. But I think that the teams just flat out regard, like, if it was something completely different, but it was still getting the type of distraction that it was, I think the result would be the same. If they were all you know, doing cartwheels for ALS before the game started, and it was a big media storm around it, I think it would have the same result. We don't want to have this guy on our team because he's a distraction. And I think, in particular, the Seahawks are taking that stance this season by shedding Sherman, by shedding Michael Bennett, and, you know, thinking about Kaepernick, but saying thanks, but no thanks. We're not going to bring you in. So I think it could be more of a distraction thing than a kneeling thing. And a lot of teams, you're absolutely right, because a lot of teams will just simply not even, you know, they won't even think about bringing him in.
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's stupid. Let's take this for
Colin Kaepernick is so much better than a lot of stuff.
You don't think he's better than
Josh McCown?
No, that's exactly where I want to go right now.
He's better than A.J. McCarron, Ryan Tannehill.
He's better than
everyone but Brady in the AFC East.
What if Colin Kaepernick were a Denver Bronco? I know they signed stupid Case Keenum. If he were Case Keenum, Fantasy Pros Case Keenum is ranked 26th on Fantasy Pros quarterback rankings for this coming year, 2018. That's our consensus ranking. If Kaepernick was the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos, are you taking Kaepernick or Patrick Mahomes?
I'm taking Mahomes.
I'm taking Kaepernick, and that would be amazing.
I like Kaepernick, but I mean, Case Keenum also just took his team to the NFC Championship.
But I'm giving a hypothetical, though. If Kaepernick were the starting quarterback, I mean, I'm asking a legit one here to put your mind into it.
Fantasy-wise, I'd take Kaepernick over. I'd take him over Case Keenum, that's for sure.
What about Jameis Winston?
It'd be real close. I'd probably go with Kaepernick.
I got a great
if
one
he's
for
on
you.
The Broncos, and he's got Sanders and DT. I like that.
Kaepernick is a Bronco or Dak Prescott?
Ooh.
Just lost Kaepernick. Dez Bryant. I want Kaepernick.
I absolutely want Kaepernick.
I think Kaepernick is not a top 12 starting quarterback in fantasy, but I think he pushes it in 16-man leagues and in two quarterback leagues. He'd be a no-doubter with the rushing ability. Regardless of
what
all those points.
What about this? What about Kaepernick there in Denver or Mitch Trubisky?
I'd go Kaepernick for fantasy.
Yeah, I mean, Trubisky's got a lot of weapons, too. I think he'd be pretty close, but I think I would go with Kaepernick because I've seen what he's done.
You want to know another one? Would be great. Kaepernick in Arizona.
David Johnson,
Larry Fitzgerald.
Be way over Sam Bradford. You know, Sam Bradford is going to play like four games.
But
so.
I think there is an element of collusion that I cannot get over. that the NFL has said these owners, this is the thing that brings all the bad publicity to us. This is what we can't have. We can't have a quarterback that's doing this, donating millions of dollars. We can't have this guy that's not kneeling for the flag. I think it's wild.
I still find it crazy that all this Kaepernick, and a lot of people don't know this, but all this Kaepernick kneeling stuff started with his girlfriend,
yeah,
who's a gigantic activist. And I mean, Kaepernick never had this stuff before he got this girlfriend. So I just love the fact that he is like any other dude, and he is doing this stuff that has brought him down in his career and in his, you know, in his personal life for a woman. I find that
well, obviously, he believed in it. Like it was pressed by someone else and he believed in it. But I don't know, man. I mean, I guess there's nothing else to really talk about with it, because I just think the Seahawks are idiots for going down that road. Like,
I mean,
what did you think was going to happen when you go and you invite Kaepernick? What did you think he was going to do? If you're going to invite Kaepernick in, you should probably be knowing he's probably going to kneel.
I feel like someone invited him. Oh, yeah, come on out. And then they talked to the GM. Yeah, I got Kaepernick on his way. He's like, dude, we just got rid of all of our distractions, and you want to bring in Kaepernick? What the hell are you thinking?
I just the distraction word is what bothers me here, because I think there's a difference between a problem and a distraction. And they had problems. Kaepernick may be a distraction, but he's not a problem like Michael Bennett. He's not a problem. I think it's hard-pressed to say that Richard Sherman is a problem. He's just an outspoken jarhead.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I mean, you're right about that.
Robbie
Anderson
is a problem.
Yeah.
And a distraction. Not Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Vontaze Burfict, problem.
Huge problem. Exactly. Huge problem.
Mark Sanchez, huge problem.
Cheating, huge. You know what? Mark Sanchez had a job. Mark Sanchez had a... Didn't he have a job?
Dude, the Ravens just signed Robert Griffin III instead
cheating
of
on
Colin
his pregnant
Kaepernick.
Wife. Cheating on his pregnant wife.
How is
That's
that,
a problem.
How is that worse than... How is that not worse than kneeling?
Got horse teeth, too.
God.
Give me a break. It drives me...
Get your
me
weird
insane.
Socks out of here, Robert Griffin
III.
Stupid,
nobody
weird
wants socks and your cheating ass out of here. So you're going to find some new chick to cheat on your current wife with in Baltimore. But those are distractions, not Colin Kaepernick, not Colin Kaepernick. I think it's ridiculous.
Okay, maybe distraction is a bad word. How about negative media attention? Because
it is
negative.
About the stupid media. Who cares? You want to know what's
the
negative?
NFL? The NFL is a product. They want to sell commercials.
The minute he gets in the game and he has a game-winning drive, all is forgotten. But the
problem
is,
he did all that stuff with the Niners, dude. He was playing pretty well with the Niners when he started this kneeling stuff, right? I think he was top 12 his last year with the Niners, and he didn't even start all the games. But he was very, very good down the stretch, and nobody gave him any credit, and it was still he's kneeling.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying negatively against that. I mean, the Niners were stupid with that. I think all the NFL is stupid. Their determination of what distractions truly are is asinine to me, and that's
yeah,
what
and
I
it's
think
not,
is crazy.
Distraction might be the wrong word. I think negative media attention is the word that you need to go with Kaepernick.
You know who should sign him?
Who's that?
Your Pittsburgh Steelers.
Great.
1,000% your Pittsburgh Steelers. He should be a Pittsburgh Steeler behind Ben Roethlisberger. I think that, I mean, the Steelers were fine with
Steelers
having a dog
brought
killer.
In stupid Mike yeah. Vick. Yeah, I don't see a problem.
Bring him
the
in,
only,
please.
The only problem I see is if he's kneeling, you know, standing next to Alejandro Villanueva, who feels strongly the other way that Colin Kaepernick does.
Be great. There's a coverage that you want to have those two against each other. It'd be fantastic.
Be a lot of media attention, that's for sure.
I think it'd
be
perfect.
A circus.
I think the Roonies care less than most organizations about what the NFL. I feel like the Roonies have always kind of played by their own, like, you know, the own fiddle. What's it? Thing they say,
play by their own rules.
All rules, yeah. Toot their own horn.
Toot their own horn.
Yeah, no.
That's to brag about themselves.
I don't know
what. What is? What are you trying to say?
I'm just trying to say I think he should be a Pittsburgh Steeler. I think that's a
okay.
perfect spot. And if he doesn't have a job this year,
that. Landry Jones is the worst. Josh Dobbs isn't any good. So I'm all about that.
Okay,
unless
how about
they
this?
Want to go through the draft and draft someone.
You got situations, okay, with the NFL draft. That's perfect. There's a quarterback right now named Lamar Jackson. And you're a huge fan of Lamar Jackson.
Love
obviously,
Lamar
Louisville's
Jackson.
Done big things. Would you be fair to say that Lamar Jackson and Colin Kaepernick share similar skill sets?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? It's funny because on the War Room, I was talking about the pro comparisons, and our guy in the Army, Marquis, sent me one, and I loved it. And he said Kaepernick to Lamar Jackson.
Did he? Okay.
That was really good.
Perfect. Yeah. So you got a guy in Lamar Jackson who's about to get drafted, very likely could happen in the first round. And I feel like he's already getting the wrong negative attention. Like, there's media attention that's coming towards him. There's the Kuiper stuff. The most recent one, I think, is crazy. And I wonder how much this is going to affect the draft stock. That he doesn't have an agent. Lamar Jackson decided early on that he was not going to have an agent on a rookie deal. Because he said publicly, he's like, the guy's not going to get me anything. He's not going to get me any extra money.
They are slotted, yeah.
Yeah, it's a slotted amount. There's no negotiation, so why have it? I'll do it next time. I'll do this myself. The problem is he has no one working in his camp. So there, it has been reported that teams literally can't get a hold of Lamar Jackson. They don't know how to. Teams have been like trying to DM him on Twitter. There was one team that reportedly tried to contact him 7 times, and people don't know how to get a hold of Lamar Jackson. And he's doing it in a weird way. And you see
that's
guys.
Like, that sounds like Bill Murray. You know, Bill Murray doesn't have an agent anymore. Sure. He just has a phone number.
Just shows up at like some like, you know, Chattanooga minor league game to like, you know, be a part of the broadcast, or just shows up on the field, or shows up at someone's wedding. You know what I pray? I'll tell you this right now. I hope Bill Murray is in the cave with me at the Karchner Caverns. Please
I
let
hope
that be.
Bill Murray is at the draft with Lamar Jackson. Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be great. Maybe Bill Murray could help out Colin Kaepernick. But Lamar Jackson is going to get a role in the NFL that Colin Kaepernick would be fantastic at and potentially have sooner value, because Lamar Jackson is going to be a, quote, project wherever he's brought in. He should be brought in behind a quarterback. Again, I would say a team like your Steelers would be perfect for Lamar Jackson. Maybe. But, like, yeah. Get him behind a guy that's going to be there for 2 years.
I mean, I agree wholeheartedly with this. You know, Kaepernick is a cheaper option and for the immediate future, a better option than going in and drafting someone like Lamar Jackson. It's just that the NFL teams don't want to mess with him. They don't want the negative media attention that he brings to their team. And it's a very weird, unfortunate situation for him. But I don't know what else to say about it, man. Like,
well,
it's just...
you're talking about Lamar Jackson, though. But like, what do you think about the situation? Lamar Jackson has already had negative press towards him on his own right, because I think he got the lowest Wunderlich score of any quarterback. He's right. Had evaluators against him. Some teams openly saying he needs to be a wide receiver. Mel
That's
Kiper,
so stupid.
It is so dumb. Mel Kiper openly being contradicting himself by saying Lamar Jackson's accuracy percentage, that's an issue for him, and then saying accuracy that's for nerds when talking about Josh Allen. He has so much going against him. Plus, he doesn't have an agent. He doesn't have anyone fighting for him in his corner. What is going to be good for Lamar Jackson? And do you think he slips out of a first round conversation? Because there's already talk about Josh Rosen, if he doesn't get drafted at 5, could tumble. Do you not think Lamar Jackson is out of the first?
Absolutely not. No, no way. Like, all 5 of those guys are going in the first, 100%. I'll bet any amount of money with anyone that all 5 of those guys go in the first. Because if they don't get picked by those teams, other teams will trade back up into the first to get them.
I mean, that's
we've
a play,
seen this
yeah.
done many, many times. I mean, it happened. The Browns did it with stupid Johnny Manziel.
I sometimes, so, you know, part of me thinks too, not to cut you off, I feel like the Browns' perfect scenario here would be trading out of 1. Taking 2 picks, not taking a quarterback, and then trading back up into the first round to take whichever quarterback falls, like Lamar Jackson to be behind.
I just don't
Tyrod
think they're
going
to fall that far, dude. I really don't.
You think they're all going to be done by the top 20?
Top 15.
All 5?
All 5.
Holy crap.
All 5 are going to be gone.
Wow.
I think. At least the top 4, 100% the top 4. So, but
who's
if,
the top 4? Rosen, Darnold, Mayfield, and Allen?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. That's a bold statement, Fox.
All of them. Because I think the first 3 picks are going to be quarterbacks. I think Barkley's going to wind up going forward to Cleveland. I think it's going to go Allen, Darnold, Mayfield, then Barkley, and then Rosen will fall to maybe Buffalo.
Wow. Well, hit up Bogman. Tell him your thoughts, and you can catch us on the Full 60. Listen to us every Thursday over on Fan Tracks. It's me, Bogman, and Pisapia. Or listen to the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast where we have got mock drafts coming up, draft coverage, and all of that. Plus, we'll have some special draft day coverage at InThisLeague.com. That's some bold statements from Bogman. I love it. Don't go anywhere. We're talking baseball. We're talking prospects. And I have got a great question for you to start the next hour. This is In This League. Be right back.